Hello, everyone. I'm Sergeant Major of the Army, retired Dan Daly, and welcome to this edition of AUSA's Army Matters podcast series. I'm honored to be co-hosting our podcast today with the Association of the United States Army Family Readiness Director and host of the Family Voices podcast series, Ollie Daly. Ollie, thanks for co-hosting today's podcast with me.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for having me.
Today, Ollie and I have the honor of co-hosting two individuals who are no strangers to both the Soldier Today and Family Voices podcast, the 16th Sergeant Major of the Army, accompanied by his wife, Alexandra. Together, SMA Grinston and Alexandra serve as the senior enlisted team advising on all matters pertaining to the soldiers and families of the United States Army. SMA, Alexandra, thanks for joining us and welcome to the studio.
Dan, thanks for having us, and we're really happy to be here. It's going to be a great topic and great discussion.
Well, we know that your time is very valuable. We greatly appreciate the opportunity of both of you coming back on the show, but let's get right to it. You, SMA and Alexander, one of your responsibilities is to manage and mentor the Army's enlisted nominative population that we've been talking about. For our listeners out there, that's our most senior enlisted NCOs and their spouses that are working for general officers. For both of you, what are some of the things that the Army's doing to prepare our nominative NCOs and their spouses so they can assist their units with transition?
You know, Dan, it's changed over time, and I'll talk about a few things we're even trying to do. But when you and I were growing up in the Army, it was like, okay, well, good luck. Hopefully you figure all that out. So we have another class after the Sergeant Major's Academy that really talks about those challenges, like how do you run an installation? And for the Army National Guard, how do you work at the state level with the Adjutant General in your state or in the Army Reserve? How do you work in those organizations that are very large? How do you bring those issues forward? What's your role in all that? And that's all done through the nominative leader course. They bring them in a couple of weeks. You get to talk to the Sergeant Major of the Army. You get to talk to the congressional liaisons here. It's a wonderful program, and it's more. But we're still trying to even make it better. We're trying to add even more things to it to make sure that they're prepared for that level. And we're also looking at is how do we do wellness? So we're talking about see if we can do a little bit more thorough wellness check at the nominative leaders course. We've got some pilots that are running with that. So it's not just about here's all the information, but we also want to make sure that those people are healthy. We've asked a lot physically and mentally from our nominative leaders in the Army. And I think that's one of those things that we're trying to incorporate also mentorship program and more health to make sure that we have healthy nominative sergeant majors that are ready to go for all the stress we're going to put them through.
Yeah, and thanks to Holly, we have the nominative spouse seminar at Carlisle Barracks, and that's a one-week course that aims to prepare nominative spouses for their informal role at the senior executive level. And that seminar covers a variety of topics, such as protocol, ethical and legal considerations, public affairs and social media, resiliency, expectations, and so much more. And that seminar helps to develop skills, enhance knowledge, and also offer an opportunity to exchange ideas with peers and interact with senior nominative spouses. And I can only encourage new nominative spouses to attend if they can. It's really worth their time because you learn a lot and then you also make those connections with other nominative spouses.
Well, thank you, SMA and Alexandra.